are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
You do not know how happy I am to make it to the studio. I had to drive across town. I had a great interview with Fox 5 News local, so I was down there by their studios. But my studio is a whole city away. And there is debris in the road. There are trees flying. We don't even live in a tornado corridor. I live in southern Nevada. And it looked like a tornado scene. There's mean, ominous clouds out there. Wind, power lines falling. It is crazy. Cars were screeching. I barely got to the studio on time. My heart is still beating. I mean, I cannot imagine living in, you know, the tornado, you know, tornado alley, or living where you all live in the Midwest and the South, badly what you went through. We went through probably one of our biggest windstorms we've had in a while, and I'm already crying like a baby. But, whew, oh my gosh, it's very dangerous out there. And from what it sounds like, it's still going to be dangerous. From what I understand, the debris is so bad up in the air that when we were watching, I think it was Susan Donaldson with Fox 5 going through the news and the radar, there was always green. So you think rain is coming. I'm still thinking a tornado's coming, right? Because you're seeing green, and she's like, that's not green from rain. That's all the dust. I mean, it is visibility. It was, I mean, an absolute mess. So I hope everybody makes it back to where they need to make it safe. I don't know why you guys had to speed and give me the finger. I mean, people were screeching, almost hitting me. It's like, really, people? Come on. No, I wasn't driving fast to get to the studio. I was all prepared. We got Kyle working the dials. Kyle and I have it. You know what I would have done is I would have called into the studio reporting from the outside with things falling all over the place. You know, like, didn't Geraldo Rivera do that, right, during the Galveston, Texas hurricane? Yeah, he was out there. Yeah, that's what I would have done. I would have just called in and done the show from outside until I could make it to the studios. But luckily we made it. All right, so we're gonna have to review allergies for any of you that live in an area where allergies are starting. I thought we were just finally getting into flu season. It looks like allergy season came sooner. So we need to talk about that. Also, surprise, 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 looks like some emails say that Bin Laden was not buried at sea, like everybody tried to force us to believe, that Bin Laden, the body, was actually taken to America. Really? Really? All right, duh. All right, so we'll look at that. Looks like also a study says estrogen actually lowers breast cancer risk. Really? Isn't estrogen supposed to, you know, be a culprit? So, as you can see, we got a lot to talk about. But please call in. I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Also, please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. And you can also call in 1-877-362-3254. All right, something creepy here. Oh, this is creepy. I got to start off the show with this because then it could just all be uphill from here. There is a euthanasia roller coaster being developed right now by a Lithuania engineer. Did you guys hear about this? I put this on my Facebook, okay? This is crazy. What it does is it allows you to die on the thrill of your life. All right. Apparently, an engineer in Lithuania, they're calling it the euthanasia coaster. What happens is you go through so many loop-de-loops that you end up going unconscious, passing out. And then I guess, I'm not sure how they manipulate the oxygen, but then you could become, I guess they say when traveling at 100 miles per second, the passenger would then pass away following a lack of oxygen reaching the brain. Now, the Lithuania engineer that gets credit for this very lovely ride is Julionas Urbonas. He has been involved in the field of amusement park development. Oh, my gosh. Oh, no. Since his childhood, he describes himself as an architect and engineer whose work is artistic and philosophical. He said, thanks to the marriage of the advanced cross-disciplinary research in space medicine, mechanical engineering, and death, maybe, material technologies, and, of course, gravity, the fatal journey is made pleasing, elegant, and meaningful. Again, so I'm looking at a big loop-de-loop and then a bunch of loop-de-loops that I guess probably builds up a G-force, right? Making you hypoxic. You pass out, and then I guess you die. Vulnerable people, the sick, elderly, disabled, and depressed would feel under pressure, whether real or imagined, to request early death. This way they can have the right of their life. Really? Really? Oh, I don't think I could look at a roller coaster the same. I don't think I can. That is just horrifying. You know, people will write and they'll go, you know, Dr. Dolly, if you had to do it, how would you do it? I wouldn't do it. I think I'm just going to leave Earth when God says it's time to go. You know, I mean, you know, if he doesn't have a place in heaven and I try to push it too quick, then, you know, I'm going to be stuck in purgatory or stuck in hell. So, no, I'm going to just lay low, And when he says it's time, God forbid, you know, when it's time. But I don't know. I mean, you know, I know people suffer and there's that controversy. Do people have the right to take their lives away? Do they have a right? You know, well, it all, you know, depends religiously. It's just I know when I went to medical school, I never wanted to be a doctor that had to make that decision. You know, I was trained to help bring life into this world, delivering babies, help save lives. I don't think I could ever, ever do that. You know, I mean, we had patients where they were, you know, on a ventilator and we had to decide to, you know, pull the plug. I luckily never had to do that. I was involved in the decision, which is, I mean, you can't sleep. You cannot sleep. I really don't know who wants to go to medical school after everything I talked to you guys about. Who wants to go? Really? Okay. All right. When we come back from break, what is going on here now with this Bin Laden news? And then where is he in the States? Also, it looks like there is a flesh-eating parasite that ate away part of a man's face while he was in South America. So we'll talk about that and why I guess you may want to cover your face. I don't know. All right, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I need cash now to pay my bills.
Then visit 800USAMoney.com or call 800USAMoney now.
What?
Get a cash loan now. Use your valuables to get a confidential loan without credit. You don't have to sell your valuable jewelry, watches, cameras, designer bags, all those valuables in your drawers, closets, and attic. Use your valuables to get a confidential loan now.
Is this safe? Legal?
800-USA-Money and 800USAMoney.com are governed by the Truth in Lending Act, the Bank Secrecy Act, and we've served more than 20,000 customers for 90 years.
Get a confidential loan on my valuables? How can I learn more?
Visit 800USAMoney.com or call 800USAMoney. Don't suffer. Get the maximum confidential loan using your valuables now with no credit needed. Visit 800USAMoney.com or call 800USAMoney.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? ExtendoVite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, ExtendoVite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, you know, whenever I see these stories, I really take it with a grain of salt. You know, I don't know if emails go back and forth and you have the anonymous hackers and then you have other hackers that I guess work with Anonymous. And I'm very confused by this whole thing, but apparently Anonymous is taking credit for hacking into, I guess, the government. I'm trying to see which, I think it was the CIA, and I guess they allegedly have emails saying that bin Laden was not thrown into the sea, right, as everyone tried to make us believe, that he actually was sent to America and is actually still being held on U.S. ground, I believe, in the Armed Forces Institute of Pathology in Maryland. Now, you know, whenever I see this, I go, really, really, really? But here's my problem with the whole thing. When Osama bin Laden was shot and killed, and we heard about the story, they said, oh, he's already buried at sea. That's it. You're like, what? That was fast. You just captured him. You just killed him. And then you threw him over the boat. Yeah, he's over the boat. That's done. And I go, really? You think we're going to believe that? Really? You know, that just didn't make sense to me. I mean, you know, this is somebody that was so sought after. You aren't going to take DNA samples. You aren't going to, you know, hold him, maybe just kind of look at him, you know, just for a couple minutes. You're going to throw him overboard. The timing even didn't match. So here they say, according to the emails, the Al-Qaeda boss was shot and killed during the famous Navy SEAL Team 6 raid on his compound in Pakistan, was transported back to the U.S. and cremated. The emails were allegedly obtained by the hacker group Anonymous from Stratfor, an organization dealing with the analysis of intelligence and geopolitical analyses, also known as Shadow CIA. They say last week Anonymous announced it had gotten access to 2.7 million of the firm's confidential correspondences, which they say, I guess, is quote unquote the smoking gun for a number of crimes. Apparently, hackers said they were clueless when it came to database security. After bin Laden was killed in the raid, the Obama administration said the body was buried at sea off the USS Carl Vinson in accordance with Islamic tradition. And then remember, there was all that back and forth, like, really? Really? Is that what you're allowed to do in Islam? And people are like, you know, of the Islam faith go, no, no, you're not supposed to throw them overboard. We're supposed to bury them. All right. They said, but in a particular set of emails given to WikiLeaks, the firm's vice president for intelligence, Fred Burton, said he doubts the official White House version of what happened to bin Laden's body. Who doesn't? Stratfor's vice president for intelligence, Fred Burton, says the body was bound for Dover, Delaware, on a CIA plane and onward to the Armed Forces Institute of Pathology in Bethesda, Maryland. Now, Bethesda, Maryland actually closed its doors September 15th. 2000, not Bethesda, the city, but the Armed Forces Institute of Pathology closed its doors September 15th, 2011, 4 months after bin Laden's death. Well, it probably stunk a little bit in there, you know? I mean, you got a mummify or something. They say if the body was dumped at sea, the tribe did the same thing with the Nazi ashes. Very Adolf Eichmann-like. You guys remember that? Adolf Eichmann, they said they killed him or they cremated him. And then, I guess, Israelis found him in Buenos Aires, Argentina, in the 50s. And then he was charged with crimes against humanity, found guilty in an Israeli court. You know, this isn't the first time we've been told somebody's dead, you know, when they aren't, or that, oh, yeah, the body was, I mean, it just didn't make any sense. And I'm not going to rehash what we talked about last year. But, you know, remember, also, I don't want to, you know, believe in conspiracies or things like that. But when people said that bin Laden was, you know, killed, I was like, I thought he died, you know, five other times, right? He was in renal failure. He was supposedly shot. There was something that happened in a cave. Remember? I mean, there, and so they're like, really? So he was killed again? So I wouldn't even be surprised. I guess there's some picture floating around of bin Laden, a picture of him watching the TV screen of people covering his death. But honestly, Navy Team Six, I think they're good guys. I don't think they'd lie to us. The Washington administration, I wouldn't be surprised. But, you know, the only reason why I'm bringing this up is if this really is true, when are we going to finally realize you just cannot listen to what Washington is telling us? You know, I mean, I'm insulted, you know, by the fact that they think we could be that stupid. You know, the day they say that they captured him, they threw him overboard that quickly. Really? Really? Come on, people. All right. Well, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your calls, your comments. Now, this is interesting. A study came out today saying redheads feel less pain. They actually did a study in Europe and discovered redheads have a higher tolerance for different type of pain, especially stinging. Researchers from Aalborg University in Denmark injected test subjects with an active ingredient from chili and found that redheads could cope better than others. They said Professor Lars Arnt Nielsen from the Center of Sensory Motor Interaction, they say they react less to pressure close to the injected area or pinprick. They actually seem a little bit better protected, and they think it's a gene known as the MCIR, which produces the brown pigment melanin. Redheads have a variant which does not produce the pigment and makes them more susceptible to sunburn. Professor Arnt Nielsen said the study may indicate that the gene could have a greater relation to the nervous system than previously thought. Research also shows redheads could feel the cold more and are less susceptible to anesthetic under the skin. Now, you know what? I mean, I noticed when I delivered babies, my Latina population wouldn't take the epidural. Many of my Latinas would not take the epidural. Now, they screamed. They were in pain. They looked like they endured the same pain. But
I could not have gone through. I mean, I went through 5 days. When I finally got the epidural, the baby came out. So I really didn't get to enjoy the epidural as much as I wanted to. But, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if there are certain ethnicities that do better with pain than not. I mean, I was just so in awe and enamored by the cojones my Latina patients had. They're like, Dr. Dalia, no medicina de dolor. I mean, they toughed it out because they were afraid the medicine would hurt the baby. And I'm like, look, you know, I'm here for you if you want anything, you know. I just found that to be amazing. But I never thought, though, that they could tolerate the pain more. I just thought that they were so unselfish that they, you know, went through the torture of child labor to benefit the fetus. But I've never really noticed that with redheads. If redheads don't have as much of an issue with pain. Now, one interesting thing that they brought up in the study is the tolerance to pain, or I don't want to say tolerance, but one issue I have with patients is they say, you better give me a lot of that anesthetic. And I'm like, really? They're like, yeah, it takes a lot to either knock me out or to numb me up. Now, I'm dying to find what that gene is, because those people I really feel sorry for. There are people out there that just need more anesthetic or pain medicine to do the trick. And we do. We see people. There's people out there that if they smoke pot, nothing happens to them. If they take Valium, nothing happens to them. If they drink alcohol, they don't, you know, get the buzz or feel drunk. And there are some people with pain medicine, it just doesn't work. And that's tough, all right? I want to be the type of person, well, where it works, and it works good. But it's kind of interesting how they're looking at that. They're looking at the gene, and then depending on where you are with that gene, you know, that kind of makes some sense. So we'll see where that goes. At least that kind of, you know, I think they're going more in the right direction with that type of study. Okay, what do I want to talk about next? Oh, yeah. All right, guys, check your kids, all right? There was a little girl, 6 years old, all right, trying to see where she lived here. And she had, from what I understand, I think over a year had pain in her head. Now, she had a painful ear, she had nose, throat problems, and nobody could figure it out, all right? I believe she went to a doctor 12 different times. Well, finally, I guess her father took a peek, and actually there was a little baby bead, a little, I believe it was like a little, it was a little wooden bead that was stuck up her nostril. Dad took my bicycle torch and shone it up her nose. I could see straight away there was a pea-sized lump lodged up there. Why couldn't anyone see that? So he basically got it out. Once he got it out, looks like this happened in England and the Great Britain. She's now breathing fine, but I can't tell you how often that happens. Okay? A kid sticks something in their nose, sticks something in their ear, and the doctors can't find it. I mean, now, looking up a kid's nose is difficult. I'm going to tell you that right now. It is. But when you do look up a kid's nose, you have a light. All right? If there's any medical providers out there, or parents or grandparents, if your child is just complaining of something, just make sure there's no foreign body sticking anywhere. All right? Just assume they stuck something somewhere. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back on the Dr. Dalia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALIA.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and 3-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled B-I-O-M-A-T-S. MATS.com or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a biomat.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
IRS. The three most dreaded letters of the alphabet. If you owe back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, are receiving threatening letters, or have IRS agents coming to your home or place of business, you need an experienced IRS agent fighting on your side. Call the Tax Relief Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-342-8068. Spearheaded by a former IRS agent, we know how to negotiate a reduction in the tax you owe, stop wage garnishments, lift bank levies, and negotiate an affordable repayment plan. With 17 years as a practicing attorney and an A-plus Better Business rating, we'll get the IRS off your back once and for all. In fact, recently, when an IRS employee had a tax problem, she called us. Stop being afraid and call right now for your free consultation at 800-342-8068. The phone call is free and there's no obligation, so call 800-342-8068. Again, that's 800-342-8068. Actual results based on individual client circumstances.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. If the Dr. Dahlia Show is not in your city, contact your local news talk station and tell them to bring the Dr. Dahlia to their station, and Genesis Communications Network will make it happen. A big thanks to Kyle for working the dials. Got a great show tonight. All right, so let's go over what to do to prevent seasonal allergies. I know I brought in a whole bunch of dust and pollen into the studio. It is really bad outside my area. Extremely dusty. Horrible storm, it looks like, is coming in. And it stinks, too, because, you know, I'm in studio, Fox 5, and trying to look all nice and have nice hair. And I walk in all windblown. But at least now I have an excuse for my hair looking funny. Usually my hair looks funny, and I really work hard on it. I've just never had a good hair day ever. Well, you know, one thing that a lot of people forget to tell you is make sure you're, you know, you've kind of boned up on your vitamin C and your fish oil. Vitamin C has actually been shown to lower levels of histamine. Now, histamine is what causes much of your allergic reaction. So, you know how you take an antihistamine, right? These medicines, antihistamines to stop the allergies. Vitamin C is apparently a natural form of an antihistamine. Don't overdo the vitamin C caplets because, again, vitamin C, too much of the tablets could give you kidney stones. But it, it's in grapefruit. Vitamin C is in, broccoli, bell peppers, kiwi, citrus fruit. Just, you know, most fruits and vegetables have vitamin C. Drink your orange juice. Try not to get too much sugar in you. But I think vitamin C. And then, of course, don't forget your fish oil, flaxseed. That also helps prevent allergy symptoms as well. Now, the one thing I keep telling people is, of course, avoid going outside. Now, I know everyone's like, well, do you think you, Dr. Dahlia? But listen, it's easier said than done. I mean, honestly, if it's allergy season and you're the type of person that once you get exposed to it, you will blow up, all right, and then you won't stop sneezing, don't go outside. Okay? Stay home. Try to tell your, boss, look, can I work from home? I mean, if you have that type of job, it's kind of hard to, if you got to drive to work, you got to drive to work. But then if that's the case, hopefully your car could be in a garage or somehow not outside, because then you could go from your house into your car. If your car's outside, it could get pollen on it. Now, the other thing, too, is sometimes you leave the doors open, the windows open of your car. You keep it locked, but the windows open a little bit. Don't do that because then the pollen and the dust get in there. So if your car has to be outside and not in any sort of a carport or a garage, then make sure those windows are tight. Now, if you are outside and you're, doing some things outside, you come in or you just get a whole bunch of pollen blown on you because you went to your car, when you come home, strip, take those clothes off. Da-na-na-na. No, just take them off and maybe jump in the shower because the pollen and mold, they're going to stick to your clothing. They're going to stick to your hair. So you want to kind of wash that off and get that off, because otherwise if you jump into bed, right after work, you're going to just get that stuff on your pillow and you're going to be breathing it all night long. Okay? Your air conditioner should be pretty good at filtering the pollen and mold and stuff from the house. But remember, you got to make sure you change your air filters. Okay? And I would also say maybe have HEPA filters in the house. HEPA filters are very, very good. They're a little, more costly. But for those of you that have asthma, et cetera, they should hopefully be able to take out a lot of the particulates, kind of keep things. I know people say, oh, but Dr. Dahlia, the air is so dry. Well, then you could use a humidifier and stuff. But first, clean things out. Get the air purifiers in each room. I would rather see, it depends with allergies. We don't want that much humidity because of the mold. Mold likes wet. You get that? However, I always like steam and moisture if you're trying to fight a cold. Remember, cold and allergies are kind of completely different treatments here. Like antihistamines. We'll have you take an antihistamine. Maybe it'll be Benadryl or Claritin or Zyrtec or Zyzal, Allegra, etc. So, we take an antihistamine to stop your histamine release, okay, which is nice, But if you actually have a cold and you have a full-blown sinusitis, we don't want you taking histamine, all right, because we want there to be some liquid in there to drain. If you take an antihistamine when you have a full-blown sinusitis, and the sinusitis wasn't caused by allergies, you have a full-blown sinus infection, and you take an antihistamine and dehydrate out the moisture, what do you have? You have sticky dough, right? And you cannot move that clogged mucus. So what you need to do is then re-wet the mucus, which is why we use the neti pots and we use the humidifier, etc. So when you're sick, we like to get the moisture in there to kind of flush it out. Now, yes, we will use a decongestant. Now, the decongestant is different, like Sudafed, or clofenhydramine. These decongestants constrict your blood vessels so you don't seep extra fluid in the area. You know how you lie down and one side feels congested, so then you flip over and then the other side feels congested and the other side clears? Patients are like, how does that happen? It's the blood vessels. You're getting seepage from the blood vessels. And depending on which one dilates and which one constricts is why you're feeling some of that. Now, sometimes what we'll do for both types of patients, your allergy patients and your cold patients, is use a nasal steroid. These are like your Nasonexes, your Nasacort, fluticasone, things like that. Those nasal steroids, they decrease inflammation. So they'll help both. They'll help the inflammation of the infection, and they'll help the inflammation of the allergies. So sometimes we'll use that. But, you know, I know your next question is, well, Dr. Dahlia, how do you tell if it's cold versus allergies? Some of you guys, you know, some of you, you just have that feel. The allergies, it's just the sneezing and the watery eyes and the itchy eyes and the puffy face and the runny nose and, you know, kind of the hoarseness and the dry cough. Whereas cold is sometimes a little bit more wet, a little bit more painful, a little bit more achy, a little bit more febrile. But you see, for me, allergy season, and oh, I hope this doesn't happen because I really don't like taking time off. But allergy season, when I get, when the allergies hit me and hit me hard, I get a sinus infection. And that sinus, you know, I don't know how many of you guys have had a real sinus infection, but it feels like a knife in your sinus and then somebody twisting it. And it is miserable. So for me, when allergy season comes, I always get sick. I don't seem to get sick that much in winter, but when allergy season comes, I do. And I think it's just because it's just enough to change the environment of my body to have a bacteria there that jumps in and takes advantage. So, like I said, if you're going to be like me where it's like, oh, I'm going to get a sinus infection, you know, this doesn't bode well. All right, well, then try to avoid the allergies. Get away from, you know, the outside pollen. I mean, that may not be the best time to start, you know, raking leaves, you know, doing certain shrubbery. You know, if you don't have to do outdoor activities, you know, first, second week of allergy season, you may not want to. But if you have to, we've recommended surgical masks. There are surgical masks that should hopefully be able to filter mold and pollen. Then wear those. But remember, when you come inside, you got to wash it off. Okay? Wash it off. And again, when in doubt, check it out. If you don't know if you're having allergies, you don't know if you have a cold, you don't know if you're having a flu, then go to the doctor. Have your doctor check it out. All right? It's not worth you sitting there. Now, what are signs of you being in trouble? Okay, now again, we really worry this time of year for our asthmatics and our COPDers. All right? Because this is what puts you in the hospital. If your loved one or you, you're having trouble breathing, you can't finish a full sentence, you're wheezing, don't mess around. Do not mess around. Go to the ER. Okay? If, and you know, this is also stressful for cardiac patients too. Because if you have labored breathing and you aren't getting the oxygen that you need, you know, who's to say your heart's going to like it? So we want you as, I mean, we want you as opportune as possible. And that means making sure you're getting the air. Now, you know, and it's really frustrating because honestly, allergies is your body's natural response. The reason why your body sneezes and coughs and drips, it's to keep the allergens out. You know, it's just sometimes the reaction is so exaggerated for you that you can't tolerate it. But honestly, your eyes weeping, your nose running, it's to keep the crap away from your respiratory system. Sometimes I let it happen so I don't breathe it in. The problem is but then my shirt gets all wet, and then like right now my microphone's getting wet. Can't electrocute myself on air. All right, guys, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Do not go away. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
BePrepared.com is making deals because you need to be prepared now and you need to save.
Stay tuned for a free offer from BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. Now, the sale items. Right now through March 9th, save 32% on freeze-dried chicken breast, $140 on a year's supply of Basics, and save on the best-tasting instant non-fat dry milk and heirloom garden seeds. All of this and more, all at BePrepared.com. Plus, order $75 or more and get a free $25 gift card by using promo code Genesis35 at checkout at BePrepared.com. Limit one per customer. This sale ends March 9th. Call 800-222-9596 and experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-222-9596. Hurry, sale ends March 9th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
She's a lion. She's a lion.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I don't know if I like this too much. This is a little weird here. All right, apparently in England, they're coming up with a way that is a painless way to deal with cavities, all right? But listen to how they're doing this, okay? What it sounds like they're doing is rather than, you know how you numb up the tooth and then you drill and you take out the rotten part of the tooth and then you fill it in? It sounds like what they do is they just seal it. They just seal the tooth with the decay in it. Now, it sounds like it's only good for baby teeth, okay? But again, I just don't know if I really like that idea. I guess the idea is, you know, you starve the rotting bacteria in the tooth. Now, normally when you have a filling, you get an injection of a local anesthetic, then the rotten part of the tooth is removed, they say, right, using a drill, and the hole is packed with filling. That's what I just said. All right. Now, named after Aberdeenshire dentist Norna Hall, called the Hall technique, they say no effort is made to remove the decaying part of the tooth. Instead, a metal crown is simply slipped over the tooth and cemented in place. No anesthetic is needed, and the bacteria gets starved of oxygen and obviously no more sugar. The decay stops or slows down to such a rate that it doesn't cause any pain. The crown stays in place until the tooth falls out, and it falls out with it around the age of 10. Now, apparently, Nicola Ines, a lecturer in pediatric dentistry at Dundee University, has carried out two studies into the child-friendly technique. They say now it is taught as a standard part of the undergrad dental program in dental schools. They say sealing in decay is getting a lot of interest, but we know that although it has been investigated for more than 30 years, there's a strong body of evidence supporting it. I don't know. Are you guys raising an eyebrow with this one? They say just 2% of teeth treated through Hall technique went on to develop major problems like abscesses or become too badly decayed that they were beyond repairing. Okay, yeah, that's what I'm thinking of here. That's what I'm thinking of. All right? So, I mean, I don't know. No, I don't know if this has to do with socialized medicine. I mean, it does sound a little cheaper, right? You just seal it up. You know, I would love to cover stuff up, you know, close my eyes. Right? Put your head in the sand. See, I was always taught you don't mess with the teeth. You just don't mess with the teeth. Can crack. A decaying tooth can crack. A cracked tooth could cause seeding into the bloodstream. Now, if you're telling me that you're coming up with a sealant that is, let's say, antimicrobial and kills instantly, maybe, I don't know, we could talk about this one. But just covering it up, waiting for these bacteria to starve. You see, the reason why I don't buy it is when I was in undergrad, I used to work, I worked for the EPA, but I also did starvation experiments on bacteria. No, not animal cruelty. I was working in a microbiology lab over the summer, and so we did starvation experiments on the bacteria there. And the reason why is we live near the Nevada test site. Well, we don't live near the Nevada test site, but the Nevada test site's about 80 miles away. So what we do is we would go up there, we would grab samples, and we would try to figure out how, in heaven's name, these bacteria could live if there's really no food sources. And the one thing we deduced was bacteria can live for a very long time without oxygen and food. Now, I'm not saying the same type of bacteria in your kid's mouth could be the same type of bacteria in the Nevada test site. I'm not saying that. But the one thing I've learned is you can't predict nature. Now, the other thing, too, is bacteria are smart and they evolve. So if bacteria go, all right, well, you know, let's try bring on this metal crown, bring it. And they actually survive, then their progeny will survive, right? And if the progeny survives, what's that called? A resistant strain. So this could possibly cause aerobic, anaerobic resistant strains of bacteria. I'm not a big fan. Now, I am a big fan of no pain, okay? I'm a huge fan of no pain. But you know, every time I've gotten a cavity or filling, the injection didn't hurt. You know how he kind of wiggles your gum, right? He does a wiggly thing. What they do is they use vibration as a decoy. So as they go, or whatever they do, they use vibration as a decoy. And then what happens is they do the injection while your mind is dealing with the vibratory feeling. And then before your mind can figure what is going on, the anesthetic's already in. You see how that works? Yeah. So, I don't know. Just let's just kind of watch this. My only worry is if this ends up being cheaper and we're having the issues that we're having with medical care and dental care out here in the States, I don't want them to bring something like this to the States. Yeah, I'll talk to my dental friends, but I'm just telling you right now as an MD, I'm not buying it. Not buying it. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so what is this with this flesh-eating parasite eating a man's face? Okay, so a gentleman was vacationing in South America, 23 years old, Adam Spencer, from, I believe, Oregon, had just proposed to his girlfriend, Shaylin Pack, when a strange scab began developing on his face as the pair crossed the Bolivian salt flats. Ooh, she's got a good man if he takes her there for the honeymoon. Ooh, that's nice. That's a good honeymoon. Spencer thought the wound was nothing worrisome, so he blew it off, didn't think it was serious. The scab began to grow and spread across the face. Pus, etc. came. He got antibiotics from a local doctor. When he came home to Oregon, he got the advice of Dr. Stephen Ames from Thurston Medical Clinic in Springfield. And at first, they were like, wait a second, this could be a staph infection. You could die from this. So he was given medication, right? But still no evidence of staph as it was cultured. Now, remember, this is where it gets a little crazy. If you have a parasite and your doctor does a regular culture, the culture looks for bacteria. It could come out negative. So you could have a negative type of wound because the culture is just checking bacteria. Somebody has to actively ask for a parasite analysis. So he began to have trouble swallowing. He started to get huge white lumps in the back of the throat. So where do you go? You go to an infectious disease doctor. These guys are studs. Honestly, the infectious disease doctors we have in our town, they rock. Absolutely rock. Now, apparently he visited a Dr. William Muth of Samaritan Infectious Disease Clinic in Corvallis, Oregon, who diagnosed him with mucocutaneous leishmaniasis caused by a single-cell parasite known as leishmania. It was probably transmitted by a small sandfly bite in the Amazon. It was feeding off Spencer's immune cells, which were trying to fight off the disease. After 21-day treatment, he got better. Now, I know some of you are like, Dr. Dahlia, why do I care about some schmo on his honeymoon getting this? Okay, because, okay, this is why you care, okay? One, he's not a schmo. Two, the reason why you care, the reason why I'm doing this is when you listen to my show, okay, you're not supposed to fall asleep. The Dr. Dahlia show is not supposed to be putting you to sleep. The reason why you listen to my show is if something happens in your family or something's going on medical-wise, you will hopefully remember, wait a second, Dr. Dahlia talks about this. Dr. Dahlia talks about that. All right. If a wound is not getting better and you had traveled to a foreign country, ask the doctor to check for parasites. That's the moral of the story. Remember, I was talking to you about how chronic hiccups could be or chronic burping could be a sign of a heart attack. That's why I'm doing this. That's why I'm telling you, because if you have a family member that just is burping repeatedly or hiccuping repeatedly and it doesn't go away and they're a little older and have some cardiac risk factors, you'll remember Dr. Dahlia was talking about inferior heart attacks, MIs. And you go to the doctor, okay? You know, I don't want to waste your guys' time, all right? I love what I do, and a lot of these stories that I will tell you have certain morals, and these are things that I want you to take home, okay? No, you don't have to tell your wife about flesh-eating bacteria, but just realize everything isn't always bacterial, okay? It could also be parasite. But it's interesting, when I did infectious disease rotation at UCLA, 95% of my day was spent studying HIV. We didn't really see that many. It's rare. We don't see that many other parasites, even though HIV isn't a parasite. It's a virus. All right, guys. We got another hour coming up, all right? If you could stay with us, please do. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
You know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.